one button.
Yeah, we were so close. One button. Yeah, live from Studio A. This Silence. Is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah. That's not bad. I mean, I was impressed. I was watching you quietly because I good job.
It happens.
I like it. It does happen. Way to recover. It's all about the bounce back.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
You either. Yeah. Beautiful day.
It's nice.
It is. It's super nice out there. Good week?
Well, until about 5 minutes ago was good.
Not even. You had 10 seconds of, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all right.
When you're in the radio business and you have like 10 seconds of dead air.
Yeah.
It's like apprehensible.
Oh, well. Yeah. Hopefully we'll try to be
all right.
a lot less quiet for the next 30 minutes and make up for that. Yeah. Big old sports week this week.
I don't know how big it is, but.
It's the opening season of the NFL.
Next week is.
By the time we have talked, there will have been a game, right? By Thursday. By Thursday next week, I'm reasonably sure. I know the Packers play on Friday. They play at Friday about 7 o'clock at night.
Internationally.
From Brazil. Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how much of a difference of a time zone it is. Probably not much.
No, it's just a 10-hour flight.
10-hour. Yeah, I'm not going. I'll be fine. I'm gonna comfortably try to catch that from my couch. I think.
I mean, we'll see Kansas City, Baltimore. That's a Thursday night game. So.
Oh, that's a fantastic.
That's a good game. Not to open gonna. Up.
I mean, I like I said, the NFC is Packers Eagles. That to me feels like a big game. Like I think both of those teams are solid, legit playoff teams. But yeah, Kansas City, Baltimore might be the best two teams in football, behind San Francisco maybe, as far as roster construction and how they look in the preseason and how they look in the offseason.
San Francisco has all the receivers now.
They do, yeah. Our fantasy team can finally breathe a sigh of relief. Brandon Ayuk signed a big old contract. That was this was the week for it. There was a couple of wide receivers who got paid $35 million a year.
32.
Good for them.
32, I think.
Yeah.
32, not. Yeah, I think it was 32, I think, that CeeDee Lamb got.
That seems to be the going rate, somewhere between, like, I believe the highest paid wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, right, is the outlier on that. He's well and above everybody else by quite a bit of.
A few million at least.
But, yeah, it really goes to show you just how important wide receiver ends up being for these teams.
Sure.
Also, you that's why you see teams drafting wide receivers all through a draft. Every round, you're looking for a wide receiver because you could find a diamond in the rough at the end of the draft, and you could absolutely find a difference maker early.
Yeah, so. I think the 49ers, they played it off, but I think they needed to sign him back. They have to have him back. I mean, you got so many other talent, but, Deebo Samuel, you got Christian McCaffrey, but with Brandon Ayuk, he was kind of their workhorse. He's kind of their do-all, slot guy, great hands. So if he went to sign and, like, gone to another team, that team would not be as good. I think it would have made Brock Purdy look not as
And there are reliable. There are tiers for teams. There's, five, six teams in the NFL that are Super Bowl or bust. It really is. Like, just making the playoffs for the Niners is a bad season. Kansas City, Baltimore probably. Detroit? Detroit,
I think this year?
Yeah, yes. There's another, five, six teams in there that are...
Fringe.
That are playoff. If it's a successful season, if they make the playoffs, it's disappointing if they don't. Teams like the Packers, the Eagles.
Vikings.
If the Vikings make the playoffs, that's a solid, like, that tells you that Kevin O'Connell and the GM for the Vikings are really doing their job
right.
and doing it well, because the ceiling on that team feels, like I said that last week, 10 wins. That it feels if they could hit 10 wins, that's a rock solid, that's a three
I'd be
game
happy with 10 wins this year.
Yeah, that's a two game improvement from last year.
Three?
Did they win eight? They win seven games last year? Seven and ten?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if they could turn that around to 10-7 with a healthy Justin Jefferson, an improved running back room, that the downgrading quarterback, I think, is really going to be.
Yeah.
But,
my anxiety is going to be won or lost on Sam Darnold.
Yeah. No, that's not going to probably do great for you, but –
We'll see.
I mean, it's. I think
I have hope.
You'd probably feel the same. Like I said, I don't think J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold at this point in their career are that different of a quarterback, right? Like they're B-minus quarterbacks at best.
I've been saying the last like 3 weeks that don't be surprised if Sam Darnold has a really, really good, solid rock. I mean, if he's as, you know, if he does as well as Kirk Cousins.
Well, if he does as well as Kirk Cousins, then you can, he's a 30, apparently he's worth $40 million a year if you may have a season like Kirk Cousins.
But I'm saying, though, that, I mean, like I said, all the past, aside from last year with San Francisco, the other two last stops, which is the Jets, which is a hot mess no matter what, even now it is, they're just better. Or Carolina. I mean, he walked into Carolina going, oh, I could do that. And then we had Baker Mayfield there for a bit.
I mean, this coaching staff got legitimate mileage out of Josh Dobbs last year.
Yep.
You know, won games and lost some, but won some games with Josh Dobbs, who is a off-the-street free agent, wasn't expected to do anything for anybody, played himself into the league.
Right.
They had Jared Hall put up actual numbers. They had Nick Mullins put up actual numbers for the Vikings. Yeah, their offense is going to be just fine.
Yeah. I think it'll be – I mean, and with the addition of actually having a real running back this year.
Yeah, you had Dalvin Cook and then nothing last year. And now this year you have Aaron Jones.
Right.
So, I mean, as a Packer fan, I'm not against Aaron Jones. I am against the two games a year where he plays against the Packers are going to be – I feel like he's going to have Aaron Jones' game. He's going to have at least
– Monster, yeah, two games.
Yeah, of
going,
course.
Right yep. there at you. Yeah,
that,
sure.
that is the
– I'd be all right with that.
That's how sports works most of the time like that. Yeah, you get some – You get the payback. So, yeah, as you can tell, NFL season.
Yeah, any surprising cuts or additions to your Packers?
Yeah. I mean, it's surprising that they cut a kicker. It surprised me that they cut a rookie or a Anders Carlson who played, you know, functionally well up until about two-thirds of the way through the year last year, and then he turned into a bad kicker.
Yep.
Apparently didn't do anything in practice, off-season, or these three preseason games to warrant coming back, so they cut him, and then Greg Joseph is their kicker. It's
have our kicker woes.
Yeah, kicker woes really do come back to haunt you. Those are game when you lose a game by three,
right.
one. When you're down by 1 point, having to score to win because your kicker missed an extra point earlier in the year or missed a 35-yard field goal in the first half. Putting you in a bad spot. Yeah, no, that makes a huge difference. The Packers with Mason Crosby for like 15 years, you sort of take for granted kicking. You know, you're like, oh, that's covered, no problem. But the last, same thing with quarterback. You know, you had that, it worked out well with Jordan Love. It did not work out well with Anders Carlson. So that's going to be an issue. I think until you see it'll be nervous watching the kicking game this year, and you'll be scouring the waiver wires wondering who their actual kicker is.
Right.
They cut Michael Pratt, quarterback they drafted in the seventh round.
Right.
They didn't sign him to the practice squad. They flat cut him. I guess, you know, whatever. He must not have been good. Must not have been. Sean Clifford was their backup quarterback last year. He got knocked down to the practice squad.
Well, because Green Bay traded for a quarterback.
That was a surprising move. Green Bay traded for, I'll say it was 2-3 years ago now, third-round pick for out of Liberty University, Malik Willis.
Yeah.
I remember the name because he had a senior year of college and a pre-draft process that made him look like a first-round pick.
Which he went in the second round.
He went in the third round. Yeah, he dipped all the way down to the third round, which was, at the time, you know, like there were teams talking about him as a first-round quarterback.
Right.
I think because he has the size, speed, measurables on his feet.
Right.
Looked like he could mold him into something. Well, 3 years later, Tennessee, who drafted him, decided – we have enough young quarterbacks on our roster to develop because they had Will Levis. And they traded for some. He was going to be their third quarterback.
Right.
So they got him for a seventh round pick. He's now their backup quarterback. So they must have seen enough film on him to decide he's an upgrade at backup quarterback. Of course, having your backup quarterback on your roster for no weeks is kind of problematic because you need a backup quarterback. You need to go into every game with a plan that says even if he gets 5 snaps a game, those are going to be quality snaps. If he has to play 2 or 3 games, he better be ready.
Right.
Because I think, was it last year, there was more more quarterbacks played last year than any time in
backup quarterbacks.
Backup quarterbacks were pretty much for every team besides Green Bay. Everybody else in the NFC North was featuring backup quarterbacks by like week six. It happened all over the league last year.
Other than Detroit didn't.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yes. But you needed about every team.
Yeah, and the other surprisingly thing that happened was A.J. Dillon got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A.J. Dillon, who has been the number two, the thunder to every other running back's lightning over the last 5 years, 4 years, he signed a one-year deal in the offseason because the Packers drafted in the third round Marshawn Lloyd. They had some rookies, some undrafted guys from the last couple of years kind of piling up and figured they had a backup running back. But A.J. Dillon was brought back to be the hammer, like anything under 3 yards and a cloud of dust, that's going to be an A.J. Dillon spot. He got a neck injury, and he will be out for the year. I didn't think he was going to do anything this year.
That pretty much seals his fate probably as a Packer, I would assume. You know?
Yeah, he had his rookie year was pretty good. Since then, he's been not as good every single year, and he's not a speed guy.
Right.
Never has been, and you need a speed. You need that extra gear where you can at least outrun a linebacker.
Right.
And he just must not have had it, but he'll be gone for the year. Now their backup is Marshawn Lloyd, who's had injury issues, and then a couple of...
A top of your starter, who's going to be Brandon Jacobs.
I feel like Brandon Jacobs is going to be fine. He's been over his career a durable back. You know,
last 2 years he's been hurt off and on.
He led the league in carries 2 years ago. He's I think he's 26. I hope he's better than I hope he's better. I'd like to get a little optimism. At the top of his game, he's a can get you 25 carries a game. Back there isn't a lot of those in the league. So yeah, that was a spot where they felt like they had some issues going into the offseason, and they didn't really address it all that strongly. So they still have a backup running back. Other than that, I think that Packers offense is solid. They are one, like, I don't know who their number one running wide receiver is going to be. Romeo Doubs feels like the guy.
Well, according to your coach, he says you don't have to have a label of a number one.
No, but you do have to have a guy who is the reliable on the field. Who is your quarterback looking at on third and six with tight coverage on a blitz? Who's he looking for? Is it going to be Christian Watson? Maybe.
If he's not.
If he's, I mean, you can look for him on the sideline probably.
There's a pretty good chance. Sure.
Jalen Reed was really fun to watch last year because he could line up in the slot. He was that on those wildcat, you know, quick motion plays that are passes technically but aren't passes. He got quite a few of those. He was great on screens, seemed to have good enough hands to be a reliable wide receiver. I'm high on him, but Romeo Doubs looks like that guy that catches it. He doesn't look faster than you. He doesn't look bigger, stronger, but he catches everything, runs the right route. That's going to be an interesting one to watch. Their defense looks – I really am optimistic on their defense. I am. Yeah, I know. About 6 years in a row saying that, and this feels like their year. They are loaded with first-round talent on all three levels of the defense. They've got depth, and they've got a brand-new defensive coordinator. So it won't be Joe Barry's fault this year, which will be nice. Yeah. It'll be Jeff Hafley is the defensive coordinator's name. It'll fall on him because I think that offense is going to be a top third of the league offense at least.
Okay.
The Packers do.
All right.
So if their defense can be a top half of the league defense instead of a bottom third, they should win 10.
Sure.
They should be in that mix to win 10, 11 games and do something in the playoffs once again.
Okay.
What are your Vikings? How do you feel about where they open the season?
I mean, it's just a weird season. It's that kind of transition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were all hype and thinking, you know, we got Sam Darnold. Okay, he's going to be a bridge quarterback until J.J. Well, then J.J. goes out, so he's not going to be starting. You know, he's out for the whole year. So you're like, okay, well, here we go. You know, I feel good about Aaron Jones. It's a nice addition for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback room is a little – it's been – they cut Jaren Hall.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, and then they brought in Brett Rypien.
Hmm. Mark, so, that is, I'm pretty sure that's Mark Rypien's kid, right?
Like, or Mark Rippon, I think it's
his
former
uncle. Quarterback. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah,
his uncle or something. But
played. He used to play for the Broncos. Brett Rippon did. I think. Pretty sure he came from the Broncos. Okay, yeah.
So you got right now Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins is still there, and now Brett Rippon.
Okay.
So, the wide receiver crew. I mean, you got JJ, Jordan Addison, who's going to probably have a 3-game suspension, probably.
Yes.
For doing whatever he did in Vegas. Their room looks pretty good. They cut N'Keal Harry,
who was going to be a tight end slash wide receiver.
Instead, they cut him, and they cut your Robert Tonyan.
Really? Former Pro Bowler for 1 year, Robert Tonyan is now officially out of the NFC North.
I'm sure I could sign up with somebody. I mean, the O-line looks good. The O-line, for the most part, is the starters are all the same from last year.
Okay.
Which is great, because of the last 6-7 years.
Was that a good offensive line? Because they did get a quarterback hurt, at least one hurt last year. Yeah,
that was a weird one.
Okay. I mean, it could have been, right? It's when you bring back the whole offensive line, I'd like to assume that means it was good. A good offensive line.
Yeah, and they were rated like the top 10, I think. So,
okay.
So they're looking good. Defense looks better and improved. I mean, we've got so many different players on defense right now.
Sure.
You know, we traded for Jonathan Bullard from the Houston Texans. What else we got? We got Jonathan Greenard from Texans.
Sure.
That Andrew Van Ginkel.
They took a whole bunch of good players from other teams and have put together a roster that looks pretty good on defense.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, they've had to change that defense because I remember talking about this. Wow, it was 2 years ago now. They had the worst defense in the history of the NFL at a certain point. 2 years ago was you had to fire your D coordinator, but you could have gutted that entire defense and started over. And really, they have. I bet if we looked at a turnover from 2 years ago to this year.
I mean, the defense-wise, they're going to find a handful of people that were on the team.
I believe if Harrison Smith is still on that roster, he's the only. Because they cut they don't have their second or third round pick from 2 years ago on the roster.
The first round pick from.
Or their first round pick either.
Yeah. Lewis Cine got cut, which wasn't a shock. No. I mean, he started looking good, but
I didn't realize he'd played only 10 games over snaps, something like that last year, and 10 games over the last 2 years. Did not make a tackle.
Right.
Clearly was just. I don't know what to think about that one. That's a terrible draft pick, but those happen. Like I said, I've watched the Packers do that. I've watched lots and lots of teams blow a draft. Instead of drafting this guy in the second round, they drafted that guy, and that guy turns out to be no good at all. Right.
Cornerback situation, which has always been kind of for Minnesota.
Yeah.
It got strong.
Okay.
Stephon Gilmore, Byron Murphy Jr. from Arizona from last year,
okay,
which was good. Shaquille Griffin.
Yeah. You know he's got one hand?
That's his brother.
No. We're going to have to look into that. Yeah.
Shaq Griffin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna do some research on that.
Akilah Evans was there before. Fabian Moreau.
None of those guys are premier cornerbacks. Like, you don't have a Jair Alexander in that roster. You do have some guys who were very highly drafted who played at high levels previous season, so that is definitely, at least on paper, look like an improvement. And of course, you need, just like every position, as much depth as possible. It's not about having two cornerbacks, it's about having four.
Right.
You really, really do need an entire room of guys that can at least see the field in the cornerback room.
So no, and as far as like really the specialists, like the long snapper, Andrew DiPaolo, he's still there.
Oh, good. Wow, that's.
He's so good, but that's all he does.
That's a deep dive. I
you know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
No, he's still good, but the one that was because of that was the Will record.
Mm.
He's just been. I think he's perfect for preseason.
Oh man, yeah, you're
perfect all season long, and then one kid.
There is I was gonna say there's nothing more. Well, a few things in sports, but more interesting than Vikings fans getting excited about a kicker. Because as soon as you say that, you have to flash back to various kickers through various Vikings periods who have wrecked your season.
Gary Anderson.
You want to talk? We can explore more about Gary Anderson if you ever want to talk about.
That's it. That's the only reference I'm ever going
to
make.
If anybody's curious, they can look up what happened to Gary Anderson at the last kick of his season.
98.
And 98. Oh, was it 98?
Yeah, it was
didn't they almost go to the Super Bowl that?
That's a great
team. One of my that I actually I watched that. That was a great team. You're right. No, 100%. Where are they now? What happened to that? No, those
doesn't
were
matter.
That team was full of potential. You could have
just for a little insight. Gary Anderson was perfect.
Thanks. Yes.
Perfect through the whole regular season.
Pro Bowler Gary Anderson.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am Pro Bowler now. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then
came down to the one kick he had to make to let us go to the Super Bowl.
How far was that kick from, too?
It wasn't far.
No, 35 yards. So I actually wrote that down. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you wrote it down?
Yeah.
Jerk. He missed the call. He missed the kick. And
wide
like,
right. Yeah.
Because that was probably one of the better offenses you've seen.
It had Randy Moss. It had Chris Carter. Yeah. It had Farrell. Was that a Randall Cunningham quarterback? It had John Randall on that team. It had Pro Bowlers on the offensive line.
That defense was just
so good.
Anyway.
Yeah. And they
anyway.
That was their opportunity to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you don't get them very often.
No, not if you're. Well, I mean, the Vikings have been to lots of Super Bowls, haven't they?
Anyway, so
you want to talk about pro wrestling instead?
Maybe.
Is that what we're gonna?
Anyway, so no, I'm hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a good coaching staff, and as
you
long
do.
As you know. Brian Flores, to me, I was shocked that he stayed this year. He was coming back. Mm-hmm.
I feel like one more good year out of that defense, and he can be looked at as a top-flight coordinator again and get himself a head coaching job like he should have had long ago.
Yeah, there's some stuff.
And
there.
Ago. Yes.
There's some stuff.
Is there still?
Yeah. Well, Tua. See what?
Oh, yeah, I did see
that.
Yeah,
Tua
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
have
that
really
doesn't
good
help your, that doesn't help your career when your former quarterback says.
And it helps Minnesota Vikings,
this
career.
Year. Fair enough.
I'm hopeful. It looks good. I mean, I knew at some point it was going to be kind of a rebuild, mm-hmm. As everybody says, competitive, quote unquote, rebuild.
Yeah.
Just try not to
be horrible.
Like I said,
in football, you can't do a full rebuild if you have your quarterback on the roster. And they feel like they do. So you are in your, and you also have one of the best, if not the best player in football on your team.
Right.
When you have Justin Jefferson, you can't be in a rebuild ever because he can make your offense automatically.
He can make
at least
a quarterback
good.
Better, which
yeah.
I hope,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure
he makes
he will.
A bad quarterback good. He makes a good quarterback great. Look
we'll
what he
find
did
out.
For Kirk Cousins, So yeah.
Exactly. As he got the bag.
Who do you think has a better record at the end of the year than the Packers or the Vikings? I feel like it's gonna be within a game or so.
I think it'll be close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
don't know. This year is going to be really. I think, I think Detroit's going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what happens if Jared Goff goes down?
Yes.
That team is then completely different.
I mean, if Jordan Love doesn't play all 17 games, I don't think the Packers win a game he doesn't start. He does bring something to the team. That nobody else really does. They don't have a veteran guy to bring along. They don't have quarterback is always the one. There is only 20 quarterbacks that are any good in the whole league.
Yeah.
And if you have one, you're gonna win 8 to 13 games. If you don't have one, your ceiling really is 6
so
or 7
I think there's a couple divisions specifically on the NFC side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the North. The North and then Dallas Cowboys, the Commanders, Eagles, Giants. Well, except for the Giants.
My surprise team in the league this year is going to be the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I believe that the Seattle Seahawks, who replaced Pete Carroll with the D coordinator from the Ravens, they look like a team. They feel like a team that's drafted really well.
Yep.
To be the second best team in that division doesn't appear to be that difficult. I feel like that's a team that can win 11 or 12 games this year. I think Geno Smith is a top 15 quarterback, and their defense is going to be better.
Would you put Geno at the same position as what Kirk Cousins was? Kind of in that same tier?
I hate to give Kirk Cousins credit, but he's a top 8 quarterback. We've made this list, and he's not anymore after coming off a big old injury, but last year.
So you go out of your way to watch the Falcons?
I like that team. It's got some really cool, if I was into fantasy football or if I was into playing Madden, which I am, the Falcons are interesting to me because they have so much blue chip, top-end talent on offense and defense.
Kyle Pitts was supposed to revolutionize the tight end game.
Yeah, 100%.
And
Bijan Robinson was the best running back coming out of college over the last 5 years, and he looks like it. Drake London, their first-round pick wide receiver, is like 6'4", 240 pounds. He's just a beast. Yeah, he looks fantastic. Yeah, no, that team actually will have a real quarterback now for the first team.
Did you call Kirk Cousins a real quarterback?
I mean, compared to the other 32, he's on the bottom of that line of quarterbacks that I would take. Like, would I take Kirk Cousins over most people? Yeah. Would I take him over Geno Smith? Yes. Would I take him over every other good quarterback in the league? Absolutely not. Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers.
Really? You wouldn't take him over Jared, huh?
No. Jared Goff is better than advertised.
Yeah.
Just because he's been traded around and doesn't – yeah, he's a perfect system quarterback to Jared Goff. We've made that list. That list is it's a surprising list when you start writing them down, just how many
– It's like the Cowboys not signing Dak. You know, what are your other options?
That's wacky. Your options are drafting a quarterback in the first round next year and say our ceiling is now 10 wins. And never in my lifetime have I seen the Cowboys – say that our ceiling isn't the Super Bowl.
Right.
They've always at least attempted to have a premier quarterback.
But at this point,
you have one,
yeah,
and you're not going to pay him. It's
like having Adrian Peterson on your Minnesota Vikings team and not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they do that forever?
Yes.
Yes. Don't worry. I mean, the Vikings, we could have a show on just the disappointing Vikings season. How would you like to gear up for that next week? We could just make
Slit
the list.
My wrists.
I'll just say 98.
Tell you what, I'll let you run the board. Yeah. And I'll just not be there today.
That'd be fantastic. Can I just speak for both of us on that one?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds awesome.
How awful. Man. 2 minutes left.
2 minutes. Good for us.
How's the Brewers?
They're 77-56. They're in first place by 9.5 games. Willem Contreras is back up to hitting 285. Willy Adames is hitting 250+. He looks like a guy who's going to get way too much money, and once again, they will not re-sign him, but he looks really good. Jackson Churio is batting 270. Christian Yelich is out for the year. Back surgery.
Yeah,
he went from being great to being good to being hurt to being missing the year. Their pitching staffs, they're par for the everything is going right down the line exactly how it has for the last 120 games. They keep winning series. They keep winning two out of three. They lost two out of three to the Cardinals, and then they won two out of three to the A's and the Giants. So yeah,
do you think the Brewers are getting enough credit for what they're doing?
I think Pat Murphy's going to be the manager of the year.
Yeah,
I absolutely do. There's teams with better records, but those teams with better records have these incredible rosters full of all-stars that are, you know, they have $40 million players on their team. The Yankees have, you know, a Hall of Fame level all over their roster of hitters. The Dodgers spent $200 bazillion in the offseason, have Shohei Ohtani, who's the best player in the league. Yeah, no, Pat Murphy won't get... He will get credit. I feel like this year he is going to be, and because the Cubs are terrible this year, Craig Counsell, it was clearly like Craig Counsell wasn't the solution, wasn't the problem, but Pat Murphy's going to be the manager of the year.
Okay.
He's put together a team like Colin Ray, Tobias Myers are your best pitchers. So, yeah. Wow. What do you want to talk about? Just kidding. No. Yeah, no, we covered everything that's super important. The Badgers are playing... they play Western Michigan. We'll talk about the results of that next week. It's been a really, really good day. Best show ever. I want to thank WDRT for opening up the doors. Thank you for, you know, working the board as well as you did. Hey, man. Everybody have a great weekend. See you. Talk to you soon. Bye.